But my partner and our producer are both lamenting over the fact that we have all these amber, not amber alerts, silver alert signs.
Honestly, I never, ever saw so many silver alert signs.
I saw one this morning. It was a Honda. Silver alert, 1994 Honda.
Me too. Obviously, we saw the same one.
Was it 1994 Honda?
It was a Honda. I didn't really look.
All right, so I'm looking for...
And that's wrong of me. I should look. I should be looking around for that car, but I'm busy looking around for cops so I don't get stopped. More old people who are missing in their vehicles would be rescued if people didn't have to look around for cops.
But the cops aren't worrying about you and me if there's a silver alert for a 94 Honda, right? Because what I'm thinking is I'm going to call in a silver alert every day. Yeah, grandpa's missing. Yeah, Buick, the 89 Buick. LeSabre, I don't know, LeSabre, yeah.
That's a different...
Different department?
Department, yeah.
Yeah, all right, we got it marked down, 89 LeSabre. All right, thank you. And they'll still pull over speeders anyway?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think they're distracted. When there's a silver alert, they're not pulling as many people over.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. The silver alert is important, but...
How about Amber Alert? We don't want to call it an Amber Alert. Missing child is...
Let's face it, Dennis.
This is the... Part of the story.
Okay.
That we really wanted to get to the crux of.
Okay.
Because people are rarely honest in media. They rarely are. They're rarely honest.
Right.
And in public.
We're always.
Always honest. Brutally so. To the point where we get hate mail. But that's okay. We're honest. Above all, we're honest. If as a kid you want to, you know, you care. Oh, Amber Alert child. Now we've grown to know that it's somebody's boyfriend stole it. Or somebody who didn't have custody is pissed and has custody. It's usually... They're with the father. You shouldn't have slept with an idiot, and now you have custody of it. But the father, and we all have to worry about your domestic mess that you made because you married the wrong dude, you got knocked up by the wrong guy. To shame, but why do I have to be distracted on the turnpike because you screwed up?
Right.
That's honesty point number one.
True.
Right?
Absolutely.
And it's not some poor little girl, you know, skipping with pigtails in her front yard that's abducted by a crazy
lunatic. 9 out of 10 times, you're right.
9 out of 10 times, it's, you know.
The mother or the father.
Who took, you know, you married a bad seed and they took your kid on a Saturday when it should have been a Tuesday. All right. Now, somehow I'm interrupted on my drive home.
No, you're right. Because, you know, the Amber Alert, usually it's the kid who's missing has the same last name.
Right. As the people who are looking or people
as
who
the
got
kidnapper.
Him. Right. So stop with that. That's your domestic mess that you've now got me involved in while I'm driving on the turnpike. Or I'm sitting on my
couch. Why do I have to be involved in your personal family?
And and because you slept with the wrong guy, I'm on my couch now, fall asleep to the cable, and at 3 o'clock in the morning,
all the time.
With the Amber Alert. Okay, because you slept with the wrong guy. Got it.
Because you slept with the wrong guy. I can't get a good night's sleep.
Exactly.
I have to wake up at 3 a.m.
And it all started back when he came, pulled up on his motorcycle and his tattoos were glistening in the sun with the sweat. And it all started then. It ends with me on the couch watching cable and the because he took the daughter.
Let's take this back a little further.
Yeah.
Because of you and your obsession with the glistening tattoos.
All right, on the bad guy on the motorcycle.
I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning too. Mommy,
the following
why do
is
I have
an Amber Alert.
Up?
There is a 9-year-old girl who is in a 1997 Toyota pickup. The suspect, Ramirez.
And her name is
Ramirez. If you happen to see this vehicle, contact the authorities. This concludes this Amber Alert.
Now try to go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Schmuck.
This is all because some woman slept with the wrong guy.
Okay, now we got that, okay? We had that whole mess, right? And we care because it's a child. And it could be the little girl skipping down the street.
But it's never been that.
It's never been, but it could be. It's how it started from California,
right,
the girl
okay.
Amber, blah, blah, blah.
All right. She was a real kidnapper.
Right.
That we do not make light of.
It wasn't somebody
sleeping
with the wrong guy.
We just make light of the people sleeping with the wrong guy with the tattoos that glisten in the sun.
Right.
That guy, we're pissed.
Right. We're pissed at the whole, both sides. Now, that's honesty number one with Amber Alert.
Wait, what was the guy's name again?
Suspect's name is Ramirez. If you see this vehicle, 1994 Toyota pickup, contact authorities. This concludes this Amber Alert.
Sorry to wake you.
Go back to watching the dog whisperer at 3 o'clock in the morning. Loser! All right. Honestly.
Now you know the real story behind the Amber Alert.
Oh, I thought it was just a lost child. No.
No.
There's a whole backstory that
all
you didn't realize.
All soap opera.
Now, honesty number two. This
you forgot to say that the girl had low self-esteem.
The girl who slept with the guy with the glistening tattoo? Oh, yeah. Low self-esteem. Father never took her, you know, for ice cream, the whole thing.
Because of low self-esteem.
Was it like the commercial for cable? Don't get rid of cable, because you could end up...
Right. First, you'll end up having no friends, and then nobody will talk to you. And then you end up selling your hair to a wig shop.
You know, don't get rid of cable or whatever. So that's the backstory now. Okay. Now, this, honestly, number two, the silver alert.
Right.
All right, Grandpa, this one's going to hurt.
Oh, Grandpa, turn off the radio. Hold on. Grandpa, turn off the radio.
What? Who's on the radio? Judy's on the radio? Nobody cares.
That's not true. People care. It's just that, here's the deal.
All right. Is it my grand... Again, this is... Suddenly, Grandpa missing on the highway is my problem. When his family should have taken the keys away 17 years ago.
Well, here's... It's funny because I have a family member who just went through this.
Right.
Had an elderly person missing. They didn't put a sign up. They called every one of their friends and said, get in touch with anybody you know in this area, scout the area, trust me, and pray, you know?
Did they find the person?
They found him, thank God. Healthy, safe, whatever.
And
in another state. Trust me, I'm going to tell you right now.
Was he visiting his cousin Morty?
Well, he lives down there, whatever. Oh. He was visiting somebody. But here's the deal, okay?
But if you call the authorities, they wouldn't have found him.
Well, you're right. And not only that, they make a lot more money stopping you for speeding than they do finding Grandpa, you know, Joe in the silver Mercury Marquis.
Right.
So they're not going to expend as much energy. That's why they put the signs up, because they want us to do their work so they can go back to the business of giving us tickets.
That's true. If they just pulled over every Buick, LeSabre, and Mercury Marquis.
Am I right?
Then you'd have it. That's profiling. Is that profiling?
That's profiling. But if every single cop.
Why'd you pull me over, officer? Driving a Mercury Marquis and there's an old man missing.
No, but seriously, if every single cop took it upon himself, every time there's a silver alert, to say, you know, their captain should call them together and be like, listen, today there's no tickets. Today we're finding Grandpa Joe. This is his car. This is his license. But the same way if he was a terrorist, they'd find him in an hour, right?
Right.
Don't give tickets. Look for the terrorist.
Can they give the terrorist a ticket? That's all I
know. You can give the terrorist a ticket. You can even give Grandpa Joe a ticket. Just find him.
How much is the fine? Court date's on it, sir. Call the municipal building. Number's on the back. I don't know the number. I don't know the amount of the fine. How much do I pay in the fine? The number's on the back.
Terrorists are not Indians. Why are you doing an Indian
accent? I don't know.
Accent?
But they always tell you, call the number on the back. Call the municipal building.
Right. It's so true. Sir, you're being arrested for having 1,500 pounds of explosives in your trunk. Well, what am I supposed to do now? Call the number on the back.
All right. So what is the top?
Am I going to have points on my license?
Call the number on. No points.
Plotting
a terrorist attack, no points. Strictly a fine. All right, what is the topic here, Judy?
I don't know.
Damn it, I was afraid that was going to happen.
Here's the topic.
What?
Does the Amber Alert...
Silver Alert.
Or does the Silver Alert really help anybody?